salt, it has bad press at the moment, particularly in terms of our health. But there's nothing better to having salt or chips with your salt. I don't have salt with everything else, but that is a bit of a handful. But actually, salt is a really useful substance. It can make a vast difference and is used for so many things: preserving, purifying, seasoning, healing on some occasions as an antiseptic, melting ice. The list is endless. Salt has such remarkable properties for such a commonplace substance. And Jesus calls us to be the salt of the earth, to preserve and purify, to bring an extra little sparkle and spice into people's lives, to help to heal this bleeding, broken world of ours. But not in a pretentious way, by blowing our own trumpets or parading our virtues, but quietly, without fuss, so that our contributions are barely noticed and yet indispensable. A bit like salt. Similarly, with light, something we take for granted, but it can make such a difference, especially for those who are in darkness. We're called to make a difference, to bring love into the world, the love mentioned in our first reading from 1 Corinthians 13. Today, we celebrate the life of Julian of Norwich, a spiritual mystic and writer. When she was 30 years old, she contracted a grave illness and came so near to death that they gave her the last rites. And at the end of her illness, she had several visions that she understood to have come from God. And she spent the next years reflecting on those and writing what she'd learned from them. And perhaps the most famous one is about a hazelnut. And this is what she says: "And God showed me a tiny little thing, the quality of a hazelnut, lying in the palm of my hand, as it seemed. And it was as round as any ball. And I looked at it with the eye of my understanding and thought, what may this be? And it was answered, it is all that I've made. I marvelled how it might last, for I thought it might suddenly have fallen to nothing for its littleness. And I was answered in my understanding, it lasts and ever shall, for God loves it. And so have all things their beginning by the love of God. And then in this little thing, I saw three properties. The first is that God made it. The second, that God loves it. And the third, that God keeps it. But what is this to me? Truly the creator, the keeper, and the lover. For I am one with him. God is my creator, my keeper, and my lover, the one who holds me in his hand." A simple hazelnut, something small and insignificant that can show the love of God. Salt, something simple, insignificant, that can make a difference. We're called to make that difference through the love of God in our world today. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the difference that you have made in our lives and in the lives of so many people. We thank you for the difference you've made to our world, working through countless individuals, including Julian of Norwich, and transforming in numerous situations across the world. You in turn call us to make a difference, to help bring love to those who are hurting, to those who've lost their sense of purpose or faith in the future. Forgive us for so often failing to honour our calling, our discipleship, making such a limited impact on those around us. Teach us to reach out in your name and to share your renewing work. Teach us to be the salt of the earth, fit for use in your service, to the glory of your name.